The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Lauren Rumpler, Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
All right, so we've been all over the place between what happened to me in court this morning, and we got a guy who called in just a moment ago saying he's leaving Texas to make the move to New Hampshire.
Woohoo!
It's part of the Free State Project, so it's always great news. Mark, let's change gears a little bit here. Get away from the issues. Get away from the system. And talk about an institution that's not the state.
Well,
marriage.
Sort of, not the state.
Sort of.
It wasn't intended to be the state.
MyFoxDC.com, new data shows more young people are waiting to marry. There's no shortage of opinions on why that's happening. According to the latest available census data, the percentage of U.S. adults who have never been married hit an all-time high. In 1960, about 1 in 10 adults over the age of 25 fell into that category. That's percentage who have never been married, over 25. By 2012, that number had jumped to 1 in 5. And that's a big difference. I mean, you're talking about a doubling in this sort of, five decades.
Okay.
I'm wondering if marriage, like, what is marriage going to look like in the future?
Polyamory.
Maybe, I suppose.
Well, Lauren, you are a polyamorist. What does that mean?
Polyamorist? I don't think I've ever heard the term polyamorist.
Is that not the right term?
It's a thing now. I like it.
You follow polyamory, so wouldn't that be a polyamorist?
It's so close to polygamy.
Okay.
Polygamist. I worry about it. But here's the difference. Polygamy is when you marry multiple people, which sounds awful to me, at least. Polyamory is just when you have meaningful relationships with multiple people.
By meaningful, you mean intimate, like sexual relationships?
No. And this is the thing that I like about polyamory. Polyamory recognizes that, and I think other people do, but especially people who are in polyamorous relationships, recognize that sex is not the defining quality of having a connection with someone.
Okay.
Now, we don't. I have partners I don't have sex with. I have partners that I do have sex with. Everything in between.
This is new to me, right? Because, I mean, I've been in open relationships before. But it usually had to do with who you could have sex with.
Open. See, I don't like the term open relationship because it implies the idea that, you can sleep with whoever you want. Polyamorous relationships, normally all of us kind of have a relationship with one another.
Yeah.
So my partners know each other. They've engaged with one another. They're friends.
Right.
That's ideal situation.
I agree with
their
that.
Friends.
That's ideal.
And that's the thing, is that it's loving relationships. And so, the way...
But I love my friends, but not in the same way I love my girlfriend.
Agreed. But you have to remember that...
Does that make me a polyamorous?
The way that we express, and this is why I say poly is the only thing that's logical, because the way that we feel emotions is this huge wide array of things. There's a huge scale that can't be defined. I mean, the Greeks were closer to it than we were with agape and, all those different words.
Different words for love.
Right.
Gotcha.
But even that missed the point. There's so many different feelings. There's a huge range of feelings that you can feel for people. And when I want to kiss someone, I shouldn't feel like I can't because, somebody's going to get mad at me for, using my lips on their lips. It's ridiculous.
Okay, I see where you're coming from
there.
They don't own my body. Some people get mad. There's no doubt about that.
And that's ridiculous in my mind.
I am totally with you there. I just want to try to define polyamorous because I find it's sort of a now it's more nebulous than it was before.
It is.
Because
and
I see what you're saying.
It's difficult to understand, but polyamorous just understands. It's the understanding that you're going to have different relationships with different people.
Right.
So I have, you know, I have friends, which are basically the people that I define as, like, I don't have any intimate contact with them. I don't kiss them. I don't do anything. As soon as we have at least a kissing relationship, we're in a polyamorous relationship.
Okay, that makes sense, because that's a level of intimacy.
That I have to tell my partners that I'm having this relationship with them. I don't tell my partners when I just made a new friend. I mean,
fun. Okay, so the physical intimacy, though, that comes back to what I was saying about before, is that there's an intimacy. I didn't mean that it had to be sex, full-on sex. But, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, you have to draw a line somewhere, right? Because people who just have
friends.
That's
where I draw it. Some people don't draw it there. Some people have polyamorous relationships where you don't need to talk to your partners about, like, kissing other people. You can kiss whoever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think the more you talk, the better. I think the more you communicate,
the
better.
And that's the thing, is that the biggest significant factor in relationships is communication.
Yes.
And I find that
even
though polyamorous people have their own issues, one of the issues they don't seem to have is communication, because most polyamorous people over communicate. It's actually kind of obnoxious.
Well, that was what went wrong with, I'm fine with the idea that you don't care for the term open relationship. I don't particularly care for it either. It was just another way of describing polyamory.
Right.
The idea of an open relationship was that you should talk to your partner. You should be open about your feelings for other people. If you're having feelings for somebody else, you should talk about that and be okay with it, and, you know, be loving towards your partner and accepting towards that.
Right.
But also at the same time being careful, you know, don't just go around having unprotected sex and that kind of thing. Like, to be open with your relationship.
And love is a feeling, not a physical act. And so when I love someone, of course I want to do certain physical things to a certain level with certain people. Like, there may be people that I never am going to have sex with, but I would kiss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or, you know, other things. And, you know, I enjoy being able to have that freedom to express my emotions, my
feelings.
Right,
you shouldn't feel restricted. You shouldn't feel like you can't be who you really are in a relationship. So that's where the term open relationship seemed to make sense.
Right.
But the problem I ran into in both of the times that I tried open relationships was my partner was not open. You know, so, like, they said they were going to be, and then they would hide their other relationship. And it's like, I know you're having sex with this other guy. Why don't you just talk to me?
Yeah, that's the thing, is we grow up with monogamy being the norm. Unless you have polyamorous parents or in this weird situation,
pretty unlikely.
We all grow up thinking monogamy is the norm.
It's in all the television and movies.
Yes, and it's kind of disgusting, actually. But that's okay. We're not going to get into that. The way movies portray it just, like, makes me ill. It makes me nauseous.
Polyamory?
No, monogamy.
Monogamy.
Monogamy. Okay. Like, this obsessive need for one another. It makes me completely ill.
Now, there's this one person out there for you.
Oh, my God. I've got to find him. And, you know, that's the thing, is that I have these wonderful relationships with my partners. And, you know, we have really amazing connections in different ways. And I was talking to you earlier during one of the breaks about one of the people that I was seeing that he didn't want to be polyamorous, and he'd had that conversation with me. And he, you know, it was this choice between I either had to be monogamous and be able to have that relationship with him, or be polyamorous and give him up. And now I'm always going to choose polyamory, and I wouldn't have before. Like, when I first started being polyamorous, I was like, this is awful. I don't want to do this anymore. If I can find a good monogamous relationship, I'm going to do that. And I tried monogamy again, and I just couldn't do it. The idea of just being with one person, I have a lot of love in my heart. Like, I have an almost overwhelming amount of love. And so for most partners, it's too much.
You're going to suffocate them.
I'm going to suffocate them. And so it's easier for me to have multiple relationships where I can show love to different people and kind of spread all of it out.
And be more likely to stay together with those people too.
And so,
now, do you have a primary? Do you have a relationship that you spend the most time with?
I used to think, I kind of still do, but I'm moving away from the idea of a primary. But yes, I do have a primary. I have somebody that I spend the majority of my time with. But it changes. I mean, And I try not to classify or quantify my feelings for people because, again, we just have this huge array of emotions. And to try and quantify or classify it into, like, primary, secondary, tertiary, or, like, even I love this person more. No, I just love this person differently.
Let's bring this back around to marriage because, Mark, that's where we started with marriage.
Yeah, this article really has nothing to do with polyamory.
That's okay, though. They're down. But what is marriage like in a polyamorous relationship? Is it something that's even an option on the table?
Oh, yeah.
We're coming up here in moments, and you can share your thoughts. 855-453. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls if you dial toll-free. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. 3733, coming up, the latest on the Robin Hood saga here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, which is making international headlines. We can get into that here, but we're talking about marriage, and I want to continue that conversation. The numbers are down. Fewer people, younger people especially, are married today than in the past decades. Mark has the story. We're going to continue that. Also, you need to know about the bounties that are available for collection right now. Bitcoin bounties. You go to BitcoinBountyHunter.com, and one of those bounties is worth 38 Bitcoins. Now, Bitcoins right now are getting close to $400 per Bitcoin, so that's a pretty significant bounty there. It's over 10 grand. You can place your own bounty, or you can add to the ones that are already there. The authorities aren't going to be solving these cases. They'll be solved by people like you who can profit from your work and your skills. Go check out BitcoinBountyHunter.com. So, our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Your comments are welcome on polyamory. We just had a lengthy discussion with Lauren Rumpler here in our studio tonight about polyamory. You are a self-described polyamorous person or a polyamorist.
Polyamorist.
And so you have multiple relationships going on at once. You sort of described you drew the line between just a regular friendship and someone you consider yourself polyamorous
but that's
with
just me.
As kissing. Like if you kiss somebody,
yes.
Then so now you are actually that's in a polyamorous me. Relationship with Daryl because I did see you kiss him earlier tonight.
Oh my God, you're a horrible person for spreading rumors. I did not do that. Oh my
Wait a
God.
Minute. What do
Ian.
You mean?
Oh my God.
Are you afraid
Ian.
To tell your boyfriend
oh
about that?
Oh my God, Ian.
Was that supposed
this
to be a secret?
Be a thing now.
You did it on the camera, didn't you, earlier?
No!
I think you did.
I did
I'm
not.
Pretty sure you were in
Ian's
going
to have to fact check that.
I'm going to kill you, Ian. I really am.
Pretty sure the camera was on and that you did it in front of it. Yes, the cameras are on. So.
The cameras are on and you can check the camera. I never did
I heard
that.
A smooching noise. I wasn't looking directly at you, though, so I guess I can't really say for sure.
Why are you inventorying her smooches?
I know, right? I'm good at polyamory. I tell all my partners everything I do, and I did not kiss that man. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
All right, I didn't mean to throw you under the bus.
So I think it's really important to take like a moment to really say that polyamory is not for everyone, and it is not.
Neither
right.
is monogamy.
Or wrong, and monogamy right. is not for everyone, and is not right or wrong, and neither is being gay or straight or bisexual or pansexual or anything else.
Good
that
point.
You let your freak flag fly. Do whatever you want to do, but it is your body, and you make that decision. If you want to enter into a consensual contract to be with one person for the rest of your life, and that rows your boat, then good luck. I would never do it.
But you're right. It's not for everybody. I think that's an important thing. We're not all alike. Even though we're all humans and there's some similarities between us, there are a lot of differences. And it's okay to respect that, and it's not okay to push your viewpoint on everybody else. Not everybody has to be like you.
The only reason that I think it's good to talk about is because it has become this weird thing in our country.
Well, it's misunderstood. That, probably not even understood at all.
But it's worse than that is that people don't even know that it exists.
Right.
And people don't know it's an option. And, you know, monogamy has become the norm. And anything becoming the norm in regards to love is a horrible, horrible, horrible thing.
Mm, especially if it keeps people in the dark or in the closet where they can't be who they, you know, really are.
People should display their love and they should express their love in any way that they feel is right.
I agree. Let's go back to the...
As long as they're respectful to everyone involved.
I want to tie this back into Mark's original topic, which was people getting married, and specifically how young people aren't as likely to be married now as maybe in the past
decade. The age of 25.
Right. And so, Lauren, does this apply in the polyamory world? You don't seem attracted to the idea of marriage, but...
Oh, that's not necessarily true.
Okay. How would it look for you? How would a marriage change your current relationships or... Would you marry multiple people in the same marriage?
I could maybe see myself getting married someday.
Mm-hmm.
This changes on a daily basis. But today, I feel like I could potentially see myself getting married someday. But I could never see myself not being polyamorous.
Sure, but how, would it work
together?
But
I don't see polygamy. So that's off the table because that just sounds like a whole mess that I don't want to deal with every day of my life.
Yeah, I think a lot of people approach marriage as a contract of sort of getting through life.
Right.
You know, you match up with somebody who's a good match for you, and, you know, maybe they take care of the gardening and you take care of the finances or something like that.
Yeah, I guess. But you asked what it would be like, what it would look like.
Right, well, you said you don't want
to be polyamorous and married.
You said you don't want to do polygamy, yeah. Which is marrying multiple people, right?
Right.
So how would it look for being polyamorous and married?
So I would be married, but we would both, or, I mean, if he doesn't want to see anyone else, then that's fine. He can be monogamous. Mm-hmm. As long as he respects that I'm polyamorous and I can still see my other partner. So
that doesn't sound like it's going to work very well.
It sounds like it's going to work badly. But the ideal situation is we were both polyamorous. We still saw other people. We still loved other people and mm-hmm. spent time with them. But in that situation, yes, there would be a primary. If he called me, I mean, especially if there are kids, if he called me, that would be a priority. Of course, he would know, you know, I'm out on a date. I'm spending time with my other partner. You know, only call me if it's important. And so if he called me, I would drop everything that I was doing and pick up the phone to make sure everything's okay with the kids, okay with him, yada, yada, et cetera. And, you know, I try to be that way with all my partners already. You know, they know when I'm going out. They know what I'm doing and who I'm with and what hours I'm going to be with them. And I say, you know, if you really need me, feel free to shoot me a text or give me a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes they'll call me and they'll have these stressful situations and I will drop what I'm doing and go spend time with them and help them deal with their situation. And, of course, I'll make it up to the other person, of course. Hmm. But I try to be there for the people that I'm with.
It sounds like I'm sure some people are listening to this thinking, this sounds like a lot of work. It sounds like a lot of juggling.
That's what I'm saying is that it's, but then again, so is monogamy.
Mm.
So monogamy is hard, polyamory is hard, but they have different hardships
to it.
So think about this. You're monogamous. You feel guilty anytime you have feelings for someone else.
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
Or you can't go and be with that
person. Yeah, you
person.
Can't. And, but that's the choice you make. And you also, I mean, you can't, you have to, the communication lines aren't as open in that because if you feel something for someone else, you have to
can't really share that.
You can't share it because it hurts the other person because they feel betrayed. And
that's a shame because it should,
at the very least, annoyed.
It shouldn't hurt that other person, but that's, of course, usually why you're in a monogamous relationship, because that person thinks they'll be hurt by it.
And I find a lot of frustration with being monogamous because I constantly have to ask my partner, are you happy? Do you want to be in this relationship? And I never have to ask that in a polyamorous relationship because they're seeing other people. They're choosing to spend that time with me. Every time they see me, they choose to spend that time with me. So I never have to wonder if they're happy.
You can share your thoughts. Your experiences are also welcome. Have you been in polyamorous relationships? Did it work out for you? How's monogamy working out for you? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or maybe you don't have any relationships whatsoever. You go.
How does this affect the family?
The ascetic route or whatever. 855 or 453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in to our toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. Join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You can join Lauren on her website. Is it laurenrumpler.com?
No, that's just my music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not yet.
We're not going to go there.
Okay. Objectivistgirl.com.
We're not ready for that.
What's the best way to for
that
people
was a
to,
hint, by the way, yeah. Everybody, you're getting a little sneak here, but yeah, no, we're not going to announce that just yet.
Okay.
Until
so
December.
I can't promote any website for each night, though?
You can. Objectivistgirl.com, okay. Objectivistgirl on Facebook, perfect. Objectivistgirl without the I on YouTube, Objectivistgirl Live on the Voluntary Virtues
There's
Network.
There's two I's in Objectivistgirl.
Yeah, the Objectivistgirl GRL.
GRL.
Yeah.
Girl.
And
girl.
Objectivist Girl Live on the Voluntary Virtues Network. And of course, my favorite, True Objective, which is at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
No,
you can
it's
find
not,
that.
Because that can beats with Free Talk Live. You won't find that anywhere.
On Monday.
Okay. So
Google Hangout.
855 450 free. So let's go, Mark, into this.
Yeah, you can go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. And there, when you go there and sign up for the subscription, you get delicious, shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica bean coffee.
Mm.
The free pound you get is, they have a couple of choices, but after that there's lots of different options you can choose from. You can change your order monthly, you can change the amount you want to get, or you can change how often you get it. You can be polyamorous with coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Oh, baby.
And I got to wrap this stuff back in, you know. And We have teamed up with Kiva.org so that for every 10 people that sign up with us at coffee.freetalklive.com, we're able to offer another microloan to another person around the world, to give them a hand up out of poverty, to give them what it is that they need to make their life better. They know you don't. That's why I love coffee.freetalklive.com.
So make sure that you get all of your polyamorous boyfriend and girlfriends to sign up so you can get 10 of them.
Excellent.
All right, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Lauren, you had something else to talk about tonight, and I don't know if you have it in front of you, but the ballot measures. You had some exciting ballot measures, stuff that people will have the opportunity to vote on coming up in November, right?
I think so. So it says, already bored of the endless, exhaustive, never-ending analysis of which party will control the Senate after the midterms? Maybe it's because you realize it's probably not going to change anything substantial about how Congress or the president behaves anyway.
What site is this? I like it already.
Reason.com. Okay. Of course you like it. It's awesome. Perhaps take a gander at some of the ballot initiatives instead. They can be troubling creatures, ballot initiatives, being easily orchestrated and manipulated by special interests to pass laws that benefit themselves while claiming they're in the public interest. Take California, where a ballot initiative related to rate changes for health insurance on the November ballot is sponsored by a group with a state-paid contract to intervene in rate cases. But ballot initiatives are also a chance for voters to bypass politicians that are so beholden to other special interests, they're not really serving the public anymore, if they ever really were.
That's true. They are a double-edged sword.
Yeah, what ballot measures are is sort of a fast track for legislation. And legislation is good or bad, depending on what it is.
Most of them seem to be bad, though. I mean, honestly, if you look at least where we come from in Florida, if you looked at the ballot measures in Florida, almost all of them were bad, bad news. So every now and then you get a good one, but I don't think the trade-off is worth
it. In Florida, I think it had to be, it was 66% or 70% or something like that to pass it because it was a constitutional amendment.
Oh, that's right.
But
they almost always got 70%.
They often did. People are like, oh, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea. I'd love to have a bullet train.
Idea. Have you seen my teeth?
The bullet train one is the classic example, though, right? Because in Florida, right before we left for New Hampshire, a couple years before that, they passed this ballot initiative.
I think that was in 2006.
Amending the Constitution to allow for it was earlier than that. It was repealed by
then. Definitely. 2001. I think they repealed it in 2006.
Yeah, so they passed this ballot initiative to bring on this light rail or some crazy speed train between Tampa and Orlando.
Yeah, the supersonic choo-choo was going to go between Tampa, Orlando, and Miami.
And the price tag that was put on it was like, you know, a certain amount, but it ended up being $10 billion or something ridiculous like this. And then
they hadn't even laid the first piece of track.
Right.
All they'd done is, like, drawn pictures and eat donuts.
They formed some kind of task force.
No, there's other bureaucrats.
Oh, they all love donuts.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody loves donuts. Yeah. Donuts are delicious. I wish I had more donuts.
So, donuts.
Well, we need a donut sponsor or something.
We do. We need a donut sponsor.
So they put this thing on the ballot, and of course, everyone in Florida just goes ahead and votes for it, said, oh, yeah, it's a great idea, bullet train, check.
Because nobody reads.
And, well, no, they read a bullet train. Okay, great. And so then later,
can't just read the title.
They decided that the government bureaucrats who were looking at this started throwing out some numbers about what this was going to cost and how ridiculous it would be. And, you know, bureaucracy does what it does. It's slow. It's inefficient. It's expensive.
Unlike the bullet train, which is super fast.
So it never happened. The bullet train never came about.
It didn't.
And the reason why is because some other group put a repeal the bullet train on the ballot. And so then the voters voted again, and they've almost all of them voted for repealing the bullet train. So it was almost like, at least in Florida, it really, maybe they're not reading it, Lauren. Maybe they're just voting for everything that's on the ballot.
Plus, they can't see the word not.
Right,
or
I don't know. I mean, some of these things can be very complicated when you read through these.
And we should capitalize any nots or don'ts.
They also, there was on the same ballot, it was like this, how much space a pig can have in the state of Florida.
Wow.
So they increased the, made a minimum for the amount of space that a pig could be raised in or something like that. And it's not, look, I care deeply about how much space pigs get. I've got pigs, and every year I'm expanding my pasture. The first year they had more pasture space than pigs normally have, and now they're like 10 times that space. Hmm. That might be an exaggeration.
You can pass anything if you just name it correctly. But look at the Patriot Act.
Yep. All they did was drive the pig production out of the state. I mean, we can't grow pigs here in Florida as cheaply, so we'll grow them elsewhere.
That's almost what they're doing, though, if you think about it. I mean, they just hold them in a cage and they get fat.
Yeah, let's not go there. That's really depressing.
It's pretty awful.
Okay.
Hey, let's go to the phones. We got Nathan on the line. We get to more ballot measures in a moment, but Nathan is with us in Texas via Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. Nathan in Texas, going once. Nathan in Texas, going twice. Well, we'll try him later on, see if he's probably put himself on mute. That happens almost all the time when somebody... Or sometimes it's my sound card, so it might be me. We'll figure it out. So go on with more ballot measures.
So your state legislator too afraid of law enforcement unions or of losing their donations to scale back the drug war? Fine. Put the matter up for a vote. Now, whether the voters should be able to bypass politicians on any matter they choose, well, that's a completely different fight. There are hundreds of ballot initiatives on the state, country, and municipal level. On the state, county, and municipal level that will go before before voters in November. Reason can't possibly outline all of them, but we can draw attention to many of interests to libertarians or independent voters. Here are some notable voters are considering. Guns. Washington has two completely competing ballot initiatives on gun background checks. Initiative 5...
It's Washington State, I assume. Says Washington usually, that's what it means.
Okay. has two competing ballot initiatives on gun background checks. Initiative 594 would require background checks for every gun purchase in the state, though it exempts unique guns and transfers between family members. According to some analysis of the text, it goes so far as to make it illegal to even temporarily physically give a gun to someone else, except in cases where a person is in immediate danger or when hunting or in shooting ranges.
Sounds terrible.
On the other side, Initiative 591 would forbid Washington from confiscating firearms without due process or from implementing background checks unless there's a uniform national standard.
What if they both pass?
Needless to say, both of these laws can't coexist. Early October polls have background checks passing handedly, though support for both initiatives seems to have
stand by. We'll come back with more on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel's paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com, code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You take control and bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please get interactive there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go to become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Look, it makes a big difference for us when you do this. And it only takes you a moment. You can sign up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. You get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, Amp Only forum, the Amp Only Facebook group. Lots of cool perks, and the $5 a month is invested into the show. It's not going to pay us. It's going to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations all around the country, bring Free Talk Live to more internet connections around the world, and also bring Free Talk Live to places that don't have internet via satellite delivery. So there are different ways to get Free Talk Live into people's ears, but they all cost money. So send us $5 a month, and we can spread the ideas of freedom pretty effectively for that $5. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get those perks. Too. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And now that I am not facing an immediate prison cell, I will be able to focus once Keenvention wraps up, or maybe to coincide with Keenvention, focus on doing some fundraising for more satellite channels around the world, which is something that I've been wanting to do, but it's going to require one of those Kickstarter-y Indiegogo campaign things. And there's some prep that you have to do in advance to really make one of those things happen. Not that I really know anything about it because I've never done one before, but there's other people who have, so I'm trying to learn stuff about that. But we are going to work on that too. So to expand our satellite footprint, you can help us though as well by being an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Maybe Lauren will give us some more of these ballot initiatives here in a moment. We're going to try Nathan again. It was my sound card that went bad in the last segment. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks. How's everyone doing?
Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad that you've got out of the court case, but no, I do have a book selected for you just in case for the next time. So.
Oh, thanks for that. I appreciate that. Well, I still have a year-long jail sentence hanging over my head for 2 years, so if they decide they want to arrest me for some other misdemeanor, they can certainly motion to impose that suspended jail sentence.
I suspect that most of your career in New Hampshire will include a suspended jail sentence.
All right, go ahead, man.
Okay. So I find the idea of polyamory interesting, and something that I don't know if you hear this a lot, Lauren, but there's a famous quote by Ayn Rand where she says that love is not this weird, irrational thing. Like, you know, a lot of people think that love is, oh, it's this mystical thing. But Rand famously held a different view, that it's an expression of our highest values. And
yes,
it seems to me that you can only have one set of highest values, like sort of like you can only have one maximal element of a collection. You can only have a highest peak on the mountain. So it seems like that would imply that you can only fully love one person.
Well, then Ayn Rand would have failed.
What do you think about that?
Then Ayn Rand would have failed in her own philosophy.
I know.
Since she was technically polyamorous. So
it's interesting. She seems real cold.
don't get me started on that. The thing is that, yes, you have a hierarchy of values. So there is something at the top of your list, but that doesn't make it your only value. And so, you can find multiple people that fulfill those values. So say I value objectivism at the top. And so I find multiple objectivists who I have connections with on different hierarchies like travel and, other and intellectual pursuits. And we have many things in common, and they're also objectivists. If travel is the second on my list, and so is intellectual pursuits, but objectivism is the highest, and I find two men, both of them are objectivists, one of them likes to travel and the other is highly intellectual, should I have to choose between, you know, my second and third value, or should I not be able to pursue both?
Well, in Atlas Shrugged, Dagny Taggart actually had a string of multiple, what do you call it, serial monogamous relationships?
Serial monogamy.
Because she was,
yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, serial monogamy,
right.
You are correct.
Right, so I guess it seemed like her values were the same, and she was just trying to find a person who better fit those values. So, like, in your example, you would pick the one person, like, hypothetically, you pick the one person who had the higher correspondence.
Yes, and I would argue that though she was only engaged with one man at a time, she still loved those other men. And for her to feel confined in expressing that love is sad for her. I mean, the ultimate value in objectivist ethics is to work towards happiness. And if your happiness can be achieved through multiple relationships, which I find is easier to achieve, because you're not going to find somebody that fits all of the criteria that you want in a partner.
They're always going to have ups and downs.
Right. And I don't personally, I can't enjoy the idea of settling for just one person that fulfills a number of values, but not all of them. Instead, I can have two relationships that are equally important that fulfill different values.
I think it makes sense. Nathan, thanks for your call tonight. Let's continue here. You can bring up absolutely
anything. Yeah, I feel bad for Dagny.
Never read it.
I feel bad for her. I mean, she gave up this wonderful relationship with Hank Reardon, who she absolutely loved and adored because she met John Galt. Now, if she hadn't done this, she could have had an amazing relationship with both.
Let's go to Uber/Lyft George. You're on Free Talk Live calling from Virginia. Where are you at tonight?
DC area, Virginia.
Welcome,
yep.
Sir. What's on your mind?
Well, basically, I'd like to give the Satan Award for Supreme Effery to Alamo Rental Car here. For what happened last month, I got into a car accident where someone rear-ended me.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and get this. At the time when I brought the car back to Alamo, I showed them a copy of the ticket that the other driver got, and the people there all knew it wasn't my fault. They were like, well, we got to charge you the deductible amount on your insurance, but you'll get that back once the other guy's insurance pays it off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, in the mail, I get a letter from Alamo saying that I owe them $651.67 for an accident that's not even my fault.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
What do you do about that? Do you take them to court? How do you deal with that?
Ask them what's what and then take it up with my insurance company here. So they're going to have to come out of my insurance because I ain't got that kind of loot on me at the moment.
Man.
But, yeah. is like, first they say, we clearly understand it's not your fault. We can tell here it's all proven that it was not your fault. But now, like I said, a month later here, I get this letter saying that our review indicates you are responsible for the damage to our vehicle.
Oh, man. Now, you're a driver for Uber and Lyft, and yeah. Does that affect your ability to rent a car? I mean, can you rent a car and still use it for business purposes legally?
No, not. Although maybe Lyft might be looking into that right there, in case, if a car breaks down or something like that. But in this case, I was in Florida. I was in Tampa, in Tampa area visiting family.
So you weren't on the job then?
No.
At that time.
Right there. I was just on vacation. Yeah.
Man, that's a bummer because, normally when you go into those car rental places, they're like, you want our insurance policy? And then they,
$25 a day.
So you were paying for their insurance coverage and then they still screwed you.
Oh, no, I did not get the last stamp. No.
I wonder if that would have changed things. If you had bought their insurance coverage, I wonder if you would have.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have changed it right there. But at the same time, I was like, that's supposed to cover if it's your fault, or you hit something, your car gets scratched, whatever, or where there's no one else to go after,
Damn.
I figured. Right there. In this case, they got the other guy's insurance thing. They got a copy of the ticket that the other guy received for not paying attention. If it was on a cell phone or something like that and just, slammed right into the back of me.
Sorry to hear about that, George, man. I'm glad are you okay, though, physically?
Oh, yeah. I just got, some sprained muscles.
Could have been worse.
Some muscle relaxers and stuff like that.
At least you're not in a hospital with broken bones. In that case, $600 seems like a small price to pay. I thank you for the call tonight, man. I'm glad to know you're all right. There you go. So there's the story. I'm sorry to hear about it. That's terrible.
Sucks.
So, Lauren, give me any other quick highlights from the Reason story. Other ballot initiatives of interest coming up.
So Chicago is also has an advisory vote planned on whether to require background checks for gun sales and to ban the sale of assault weapons, despite the city's reputation of having the toughest gun control laws in the country.
Well, there's always a need for more. Once they start controlling one thing, then it's just control and more and more.
Also, coincidentally, a reputation for people shooting each other.
Shocking.
And on the flip side, Alabama voters will consider enshrining a state constitutional amendment protecting the right to bear arms and prohibit any international treaties from interfering with this right.
That's not too shabby.
No.
We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
I'm Chuck Woolery. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. The stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.